Trump trial date stands. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. In a New York state fraud case against the former president, the judge is declining to delay the trial.
New York Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron said he didn't feel it necessary to move from the scheduled October 2nd trial date. It's on that day a jury will hear New York State Attorney General Letitia James' case against the former president, alleging he altered asset values to get better terms from insurers and banks. Defense Attorney Christopher Kyes argued for more time to evaluate property and hear from experts. The Tuesday hearing was delayed for a time by a bomb threat. The danger was determined to be unfounded.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. This is a New York City grand jury continues its hush money probe of Trump. One Trump attorney telling reporters today he's not afraid of an indictment. Russian President Vladimir Putin accusing the West of wanting to fight Russia down to the last Ukrainian. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Putin is the one prolonging the war in Ukraine.
Mr. Putin could stop bombing hospitals. He could stop bombing schools. He could stop launching Iranian drones into civilian infrastructure. He could stop the forcible deportation of young kids, thousands of them, putting them in filtration camps.
Kirby says Russia and China want the world to play by their rules instead of the UN charter. After a two-day summit in Moscow, Presidents Putin and Xi are pledging to deepen cooperation. Kirby calls their relationship a marriage of convenience, not an alliance. More reassurance about banks from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
The situation is stabilizing, and the U.S. banking system remains sound.
Also telling a Bankers Association meeting that recent intervention after bank failures was aimed at helping the system, not individual banks. The Dow up 317 points at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Vaping in public might soon be banned in one state.
Georgia, like so many states, already banned smoking in most indoor public spaces, with the most notable exceptions being tobacco shops and cigar lounge-type businesses. But a new bill getting final passage in Georgia's legislature would enforce the same rules for electronic cigarettes, otherwise known as vapes. Violators would face fines. Governor Brian Kemp would need to decide whether or not to sign it into law. The bill has the support of the Georgia State Health Department, which says vaping can cause illness and led to the death of six people in 2019. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Eight dolphins found stranded along the shore in New Jersey earlier today are all dead. Government scientists confirming two of the animals were dead on the shore. Two more died as teams arrived from the Marine Mammal Stranding Center, and four more were determined to be in poor health and euthanized. The dolphin strandings and recent whale deaths in several states remain under investigation. A famous array of world records plans to make a leap to television.
A world-famous British institution is about to launch its first-ever TV channel, Guinness World Records. The group that's been around for nearly 70 years teamed with the recently launched GWR Studios and U.S. streamer Atmosphere on the FAST network, according to Deadline, for the launch of the channel that will feature original shows such as Guinness World Records Gone Viral, which is set to kick off the network alongside a number of shows that focus on sports or fitness record-breaking. The organization's started in 1955 as the Guinness Book of Records before changing its name in 1999. It publishes an annual world-renowned book which carries the latest record breakers. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Recapping stocks, the Dow up 316, the S&P and the NASDAQ up more than 1%. The S&P getting back over 4,000. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.